Question 64. How to evaluate the performance of a deep learning model? Answer. Here's a general guide on how to evaluate the performance of a deep learning model. 1. Train test split. Divide your dataset into two parts, a training set and a test set. The training set is used to train the model, while the test set is used to evaluate its performance. A common split ratio is 80% for training and 20% for testing, but this can vary based on the size of your dataset. 2. Performance metrics. Choose appropriate performance metrics based on the task you are tackling. Some common metrics for different tasks: classification, regression, and object detection. 3. Confusion matrix. It is a useful tool to visualize the model's performance. It shows the number of true positives, true negatives, false positives, and false negatives. 4. Cross-validation. In cases where the dataset is limited, performing k-fold cross-validation can help get a more robust estimate of the model's performance. It involves dividing the dataset into k subsets, training and testing the model k times while using different subsets for testing in each iteration. 5. Overfitting analysis. Check for overfitting, which occurs when the model performs well on the training data but poorly on unseen data. Plotting training and validation loss or accuracy curves over epochs can help identify overfitting. 6. Hyperparameter tuning. Optimize hyperparameters to fine-tune the model's performance. Techniques like grid search or random search can be used. 7. Visual inspection. For tasks like image generation, semantic segmentation, or style transfer, visual inspection is essential to assess the quality of the generated outputs.